Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I told Brian I'd be back in a flash, but I was smoking on that loud-ass gas in the alleyway, wrapped up in a blunt. I hopped in my Cybertruck and now I'm on the hunt.
He's trying to smash.
Oh yeah, that boy's trying to smash. Here we go. Hello and welcome to this edition of
Been spending most our lives living in a trender's parasite.
Shout out to Mr. Fixit on the Discord for that one. Rest in peace to Coolio, who we'll be talking about more on tomorrow's show because, man, dude had hits. Did you know that Gangster's Paradise was like on the charts in Australia for so, like held the record until Ed Sheeran's Shape of You?
Oh my gosh.
Like, that's how locked in that shit.
I love that.
Damn, fucking with Australia.
Shape of You?
Oh,
Gangster Paradise is
cheering.
So old.
Yeah, sorry, mate.
Sorry,
your old coolie are here until Ed Sheeran came along.
Speaking of Shape of You, you know that's the most played song on Spotify?
Ew.
Yeah.
That's the one that's the ripoff of Scrubs?
Huh? Oh, what?
I remember and they sued.
Yeah.
Because they're like, I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me.
I did not even, I did not even think about that.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Hello, this song isn't Scrubs. Scrubs is a song that was made by TLC and is not by me, Ed Sheeran. I'm purely singing their song. Okay, anyway, that's me. That's Daniel in the place to be.
Hello.
Telling you what is trending on this Thursday, September 29th, 2022. Mm. Daniel, what's going on? Worlds?
Oh, baby, you know we got some nerd stories up
top. What's Worlds?
Daniel's on the trending. Worlds 2022, the World Championships of League of Legends has begun. The play-in stages are happening
right now.
Is that Liquid Soulcast?
That's Valorant. I'm sorry. Fuck. That's a different esport. I'm so sorry. But made by the same company, so you know what's happening
Liquid,
soon.
But is well, who's getting down for Liquid on
Man,
this?
Liquid is not in the tournament this year. I'm so sorry. They were not good enough to make it out. No, they didn't. They were not good enough to make it out of North America. You got 100 Thieves, Cloud9, and Evil Geniuses are in the play-ins. But
That's about it.
Who's the favorite to win the League of Legends Worlds?
Probably, I mean, top esports is really up there, a Chinese team. China has just been really dominant. Korea has traditionally been dominant,
yeah.
And China is really like getting right back up there. EDG won last year, Edward Gaming, and top esports won the LPL this year. So like, I think they got it. We'll find out.
Okay.
It's gonna be a long tournament. We're not gonna have the finals until the end of October. So like, we got all month to talk about this nonsense.
Oh shit, it's like the fucking Olympics and shit.
It's long. Anyway, World starts. It's really exciting. It's gonna be a month long celebration of all nerd shit. Games start at 1 p.m. They're going to be really exciting. And if you want to watch, man, let me tell you something. You get on that Twitch, Riot Games, and it's going to be happening. It's going to be a lot of fun. Can't wait.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Just tell me when Liquid Soulcast is playing.
I will let you know when Liquid Soulcast is playing. It'll be sick. But no, yeah. I mean, you know what? I've said it once. I'll say it again. There are more people watching Worlds than there are watching pretty much any live sporting event. Like it rivals the Super Bowl. But if you're talking worldwide, there are hundreds of millions of people more watching the World's finals than watching the Super Bowl. So in terms of a global event, Worlds is one of the biggest every year. So, you know, just get some perspective in your life. You think the Super Bowl is big? Nah, you're wrong. Anyway,
get some fucking perspective in your life.
Get some
asshole.
Perspective in your life.
Oh, you thought the Video Rihanna football here, game okay? was the big one? No,
we're out the basement. We're in the foyer.
Well, yeah, you know what? When I say LOL, that's me laughing out loud at Damn. Y'all thinking the Super Bowl was bigger than League of Legends, fam. Another gaming thing that's happening.
Yes.
Google Stadia is over?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was like, I remember when it came out, you were like, yo, bro, this could be good. This could be cool. I know you always said could be. You always said could be. You didn't condition it that it could be. Wait, this was their streaming one, right?
This is Google's streaming gaming service. And okay. Yes, instant sunset, as Brian just said in the chat, 100%. So in 2019, they launched Google Stadia, which is Google's streaming service, where basically you just have a controller that you point at your TV and then stream whatever game you want to play. And cool. I think in concept, that sounds pretty cool. But in practice, it was wildly expensive and way too hard to manage. There were not servers that could quickly deliver that kind of data to your TV. The kind of internet that you needed to be able to stream those games fast enough, you needed to be a gigabit girl. And that is not the kind of internet that everybody is having access to all over the place. You just don't have that kind of bandwidth. So it was not something that was going to last. But my favorite part of this, and just from like a tee-hee standpoint, is this quote. Jason Schreier, who is a shout out Jason Schreier, a great video game writer for Bloomberg, asked boss Phil Harrison in 2019, is this just another ambitious Google project that will disappear in a few years, like Google Plus?
No!
To which Phil Harrison replied, I understand the concern, but I think that all you have to do is look at the level of investment that we have made and continue to make in Stadia. This is not a trivial project by any means.
Yeah.
This is a very, very significant cross-company effort that isn't just my team, but it's also across YouTube. It's across our technical infrastructure and networking team. It represents thousands of people who are working on this business. And then cut due today.
Yeah.
A few years ago, we also launched a consumer gaming service, Stadia. And while Stadia's approach to streaming games for consumers was built on a strong technology foundation, it hasn't gained the traction with users that we expected. So we've made the difficult decision to begin winding down our Stadia streaming service.
Yep. Man, when you say Google Plus, that shit hurt.
Yo.
I thought that was the next level, bro. I was like, hey, man, you in my circle on Google Plus?
You in my circle on Google
Plus. What the fuck was that about,
bro?
Man?
We knew it was sunsetted when people were like, yo, I got Google Plus / Shaq. Pay me $10 million for that profile. And they were like, what? No.
Yeah. Although that was a hustle, though.
That was 100%
a
hustle.
Shout out to my people who sit on handles when a new platform comes out.
Amen to that. But yeah,
all right, let's take a quick break. Yeah, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back to tell you what else is trending.
Bye.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and
Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
And we're back.
Hello.
Jenny Thomas, come on down. The wife of Supreme Court Injustice Clarence Thomas came down to D.C. to the Capitol to speak with the January 6th Congressional Committee. Now, apparently...
Love him.
This was not under oath. So
a word?
I don't give a shit about it.
So she could just be lying?
Oh, yeah. She'd be like, what? January 6th? Let me look on my calendar. You said what? January 6th, 2021? Okay.
I don't know her.
That date is missing in my calendar. It goes January 4th, 5th, then 7th. Huh.
Weird.
I guess I have nothing to say. Can I go now? My husband is Clarence Thomas. Also, listen to the Behind the Bastards about Clarence Thomas, starring yours truly. I can't imagine she would say anything actually incriminating because a lot of people are like, man, there's a whole, like, you're on all these texts, like, begging people to just be like, just fucking steal it, man. You can do just it like this. Release the Kraken. I'm not going to get too excited about that. But
no.
Her walk into the Capitol, she was all smiles. Like, she looks like somebody who's like, finally, I'm out of fucking Clancy's shadow. And I can just do my fucking thing and be the destroyer of worlds.
Do my thing.
Yeah. Do you think they get sort of insecure about each other's sort of like destroyer cred? Like, we're like, oh, Clarence like gets all the shine. Like, I'm out here also in the darkness trying to fucking dismantle democracy. And I feel
that's
like
that's a really
I don't
good
get
question,
enough.
TBH. I don't know. You know, I think there's got to be, I mean, I don't know. There's a certain level of evil at which point you're either spreading apart or you're morphing together and becoming concentrated. And I think we might be looking at that with Jenny and Clarence.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like Kellyanne Conway and what's her husband's name?
George Conway.
Marjorie Taylor Greene, her husband, split.
I know.
It's like the evil got too pure and everybody's like, all right, I'm out.
Yeah.
So
we didn't even put that in trends. But yeah,
I know.
Marjorie Taylor, majorly tainted goon's husband, I think came out of the coma he was in, realized who he was married to and said, oh, I'm not having that. So yeah, Jenny Thomas, cool. Maybe you'll see consequences. I don't know.
Probably not.
Next up, though, speaking of weird promises, we should have done this right after the Google thing. Elon, yes. The Cybertruck is trending. The one that, you know, like, where the fuck is it? Wasn't it supposed to be released by now? And they're like, hey, yo, look, I know we said, I know y'all pre-ordered it. Shit's kind of fucking up right now. You know me. You know I promise a lot of shit I can't deliver on.
Yep.
But how about this? How about this? What's he now promoting? What is he now telling us about the Cybertruck?
Here's a tweet from this windbag. Cybertruck will be waterproof enough to serve briefly as a boat so it can cross rivers, lakes, and even seas that aren't too choppy.
That's not. This is him. This is him trolling, right?
Y'all are going to die. You will drown in your Cybertruck, whose electronics will freeze and lock you in the car the second that thing gets wet. It will not be waterproof. You will dip down into the ocean, right. And the mermaids will be like,
yeah. Bam. You're like, wow, look at this fucking Herb. You look bought a Cybertruck? Wow. You fool. Man, we're going to eat your fucking bloated corpse once you perish down here with us. The mermaids are hungry.
They're hungry. They're very hungry.
This feels like a bit of a troll.
Like
because he's being really insensitive at a time when there's clearly this smacks of like peak Elon shitposting, where it's like, oh yeah, we've seen all these cars get like washed away like in the hurricane surges and things like that. But it's also, he usually won't make jokes at his own expense because most people would be laughing. They're like, the joke would be like, I bet Elon would say something about how the Cybertruck would have saved you in the hurricane. And
it sounds like Elon joke bot, but it is truly him. And I don't know. Big dumb. Yeah. This is stupid. Do not believe that your truck is going to float and make it across slightly choppy seas. Nah.
Yeah. Especially when we're looking at right now, the F-150 Lightning, like electric truck, they say is around 6,000 pounds. So the Brian is in here saying it's going to be between 5,000 and 6,000 pounds. Okay, I'm not an expert on buoyancy, but how you do that? How you do that there?
Cybertruck is 6,500 pounds.
Whatever. I don't know shit about boats or anything being seaworthy or even leak worthy. I know it's trend worthy, and it's fucking capping on Elon Musk. And also the other thing too is like, imagine though you did sink to the bottom of a body of water in that thing. You couldn't even use like one of those emergency like window breaking hammers, because aren't the windows supposed to be like bulletproof?
They're supposed to be bulletproof or something like that.
This smacks of a fucking disaster waiting to happen.
I can't wait. I mean, you saw though, what's that? The tunnel thing he built under Vegas or whatever?
The Hyperloop or whatever.
The Hyperloop thing didn't work. It's literally one lane. Like, God forbid, whatever vehicle you're in crashes, breaks down, whatever.
There will be no traffic. There will be no traffic in the Hyperloop. Come no to traffic. Those journalists going in there and they're like, and there's a massive traffic jam.
Huge. Yeah. Huge. What if your heart attack? What if a million things?
Exactly. Next up, finally, Dennis Rodman is trending.
What's up with Rodman?
Okay, so you remember in The Last Dance, we all watched The Last Dance. There's the moment where they talk about in the 98 finals, like Dennis Rodman just had to take a break. He had to go to Las Vegas.
He had to take a break.
And Phil Jackson's like, all right, man, I don't know. Like, go do you if that's going to help you play. Okay. And like he was gone, and then like Michael Jordan had to bring him back or whatever. There's Lionsgate apparently is making a film about this. I had no idea. It's a new movie revolving around Dennis Rodman's infamous 48 hours in Vegas during the NBA Finals, and they found Jonathan Majors as their person to play Dennis Rodman. So, I mean, cool. I don't know. This is like a thing where I'm like, I get it as an anecdote. Like, it's interesting, but can you make that a whole movie?
I mean, shout out Jonathan Majors.
Yeah.
Get the bag. But
oh, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's going to be like... I don't know. Get him to the Greek, but Rodman.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Brian says Fear and Loathing could work.
That would be interesting. A Fear and Dennis Rodman. Fear and Loathing. What about when people start turning into dinosaurs and shit?
Yes.
That part actually happened
for him. That part did.
Okay.
Happen.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm just hoping like we see, I guess, all the drama around it, but it's like one of those things. I remember in The Last Dance being like, damn, I would love to have seen really what went on in those 48 hours. And I'm sure, like, I guess all the studio people had the same idea. And they're like, option it. Mm-hmm. And let's see where it goes. Yeah. Fun. Well, that's everything that's trending for today. That's Thursday, September 29th. And also,
yes,
the Next Up program is back at it again in the White Vans. version 2.0. If you saw, we've had plenty of the creators on that were in the first round. Well, mm-hmm. if you are somebody who has a podcast idea and you feel like your stories or your voices aren't represented well enough, please, please apply for the Next Up initiative. It's a fantastic way to get your foot in the door, learn some stuff from literally Daniel or I or Jack or many other people who have shows here and like want to contribute to helping you get on. So if you are really interested in podcasting, you don't have to be a professional. You have to be interested and you have to have a perspective. Sign up. Go to iHeart.com/NextUp, N-E-X-T-U-P. And yeah, tomorrow's the last day to apply. So for all you people who wait till the last minute, TikTok, okay? Your applications are due on September 30th. All right? Yeah. Until next time,
go.
Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Wear a mask. You know, get the booster and all that. Don't do nothing about any kind of discrimination. Like, be a do-gooder, okay? Yes. And until next time, we'll see you then. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.